We'd be remiss to do a show about the cold without taking a trip to one of the coldest places on Earth, Antarctica. It's long been a key destination for groundbreaking research. We got in touch with Douglas Fox, a freelance science journalist who has traveled to the continent 5 times to cover different expeditions. One of those projects was aimed at reaching an ancient lake hidden underneath a half-mile thick glacier. I asked him just how they attempt to do that.
On one level, it's actually really simple. It's essentially, if you've ever peed into a snowdrift and, you know, you actually create your warm pee creates a hole in the snowdrift.
And I've done that, so I now consider myself an Antarctic researcher. We did get a little more serious. Fox explained that the team uses heated water, and he went on to detail what exactly the scientists found.
So, yeah, it's a hot water drill, and this machine in total weighs about 1 million pounds, and it fills several large cargo containers that had to be towed out onto the ice over 600 miles of glacier using a fleet of tractors. So, you know, you're basically just heating water and then lowering a hose down into the hole and gushing hot water. And so it sounds really simple, but it has turned out to be really complicated. All kinds of things can happen down there. The ice, under so much pressure, it's kind of like silly putty. It's not really a solid anymore. And the hole literally gradually oozes shut on you. The hole is only about 2 feet across. So it's 2 feet across and half a mile deep if you get down to the lake. So there's a lot that can go wrong. You can't actually see what is happening. So you really have to kind of go by sort of steering by braille, steering by senses that are not vision. And it's really challenging to know what's happening. Something like 12% of the world's land area is covered under ice, under thousands of feet of ice, sometimes up to a mile, 2 miles, even almost 3 miles. And these areas have never been seen before by human eyes. I mean, there are mountain ranges, entire mountain ranges up to 5 or 7,000 feet, lakes and rivers that have never been seen. We only have sort of shadowy indications of them from studies like ice-penetrating radar. So this was really kind of a first glimpse of tapping into this world that has never been seen. When they finally sent the camera down and saw actually mud at the bottom and water, one of the first things they did was sent down a sort of a mud grabber, this series of tubes that were shoved into the mud underneath and brought up. And when they're brought up, you know, the cables creaking up on the winch and the ice is crackling off of it, and finally this thing comes up, and it just looks like a frozen mudsicle. This dark, glistening mud was dripping off onto the snow, and it's really kind of an amazing thing, because you're in a place where there's nothing but ice for hundreds of miles around. It's just big, flat white on the middle of the West Antarctic ice sheet, and suddenly there's something just so simple and mundane as mud dripping down, and even that is strange. And also just the sense that this stuff hasn't seen sunlight in, you know, maybe 100,000, 200,000 years, and depending on the history of this place, maybe as long as 1 million years. And that's just staggering in itself. And people were just really excited that we had actually gotten into the lake, and a few of the people, the crane operators, were later on that day taking the mud and kind of painting whiskers and designs on their faces. When you touch it, it's actually surprisingly gritty, and it's full of this sort of glacially ground shards of rock. But you get it under the microscope and you can see hundreds and hundreds of what look like little pieces of shattered glass, just pure beautiful curved glass, and these are diatom shells, and there are actually a few diatom shells in there that are relatively intact. And these diatoms, they're microscopic organisms that live in the ocean. They photosynthesize like plants do, and then when they die, they settle down to the bottom of the ocean. And what these were is really a record of a warmer time about 10 to 15 to 20 million years before. I think, you know, it's funny. I mean, the cold, you are there and during the summertime out on the West Antarctic ice sheet, and the cold isn't as extreme as you'd think it was. Just the fact of the first summer I was down there, I was sleeping in a red tent. And just the color of that tent being not white would absorb a lot of sunlight because the sun's there 24 hours a day. And I had a thermometer hanging up in my tent. And sometimes I would wake up in the morning and I couldn't peel my sleeping bag and my clothes off of me quickly enough because the temperature in Fahrenheit, it would be in the 70s or 80s. One time it was actually 98 degrees inside my tent. And this is 84.5 degrees south of the equator, 380 miles from the South Pole. And your body heat is warming the tent, but so is the sun. So it's pretty crazy. It's funny, maybe I've spent 6 or 7 months of my life down there in total, and yet I'd say almost weekly, maybe a couple times per week, I have dreams that are set down there. It's often a very different place. Sometimes there's trees. Sometimes it's the transantarctic mountains are covered in juniper and pinyon forest like Arizona where I grew up. But it's always Antarctica, and somehow it just sort of stays with you.
Douglas Fox is a science journalist. There are links to some of his terrific writing at our website, whyy.org/thepulse.